Blog Talk Radio.
Miss P, and tonight we're going to be talking with Dr. Lila Wolf. We're also going to be talking to guest speakers Dawn DePhillips and Nancy. Secure a Cure for MS had to pull out today, Sharon Bosch, because she wasn't feeling too well today. So our prayers go out to her, and we just hope that you get better. You know, she's really not well, so I'm going to check on her a little bit later. So that's the reason why we won't be hearing from her today. And I just ask everyone to send your love and your prayers to Sharon, because she's a wonderful woman. And I want to see her well and up and ready for the next health and wellness session on the Intune show. I just want to thank everybody. If you're tuning in for the first time, I hope it won't be your last. I really appreciate you taking the time to check us out. And for all those who continuously support the Intune show, I just want to thank you for all your love and support, because without you guys, none of this would be possible. Today, like I was just saying, health and wellness is really, really important to me, because we all need to be healthy and we all need to be aware of ways to be healthy. And although some of us are conscientious of ways to be healthy, we just don't implement them into our lives to get well. So I asked Dr. Lila Wolf, who is one of the 10 top chiropractors in New York, someone that I go to for treatment, someone that my family goes to, someone that sees over 300 people in 3 days, because she only works 3 days a week and 12 hours a day, catering to her patients, to come on and speak with us today. So I've been trying to get on the show for a really long time, so I'm totally excited to have her on. She's in tons of magazines. She's very skilled. She's laid back, and she's not like the average doctor out there. So I'm just excited that she's on the show tonight. Also, if you're based in the New York City area, after Dr. Wolf speaks, I'm going to be asking a few questions to everyone who's tuned in tonight. And if you guys remember what she said on certain things that I will be asking again, then you win either a half-an-hour massage, a 45-minute massage, or an hour massage with a great massage therapist that I love, because, you know, I had to try it out first before I give it to you babies, but definitely a good look. So I'm excited about that as well. And I want to give out these massages, because I've been holding the certificates for so long. So again, guys, pay attention, because I'm going to be asking a question about what Dr. Wolf is, you know, conveying to us. And whoever is properly responsive to that definitely gets that massage, either the half an hour to 45 minutes or an hour. And if you live out of state, I will figure out a way to get you something, because everybody's deserving of something. It's just unfortunate that, you know, we all don't live in one state. So I'm going to play a quick song. I'm going to get Dr. Wolf on the line, and then we're going to get the ball rolling. We're going to hear from Dawn DePhillips today. She's going to be talking about her journey with her thyroids. And a lot of us, believe it or not, deal with thyroid problems and stuff like that, or are not conscientious that we have thyroids that act up and stuff like that. So this is just an exciting situation for me. We're also going to have Nancy on, who's going to be talking about lupus. And a lot of African-American and Latino women deal with lupus more so. So it's just going to be a great show, and I'm just excited about everyone who's tuned in and everyone who's going to be on. So let's play Cold Blooded by Levert 2, and then after that's over, we'll have Dr. Wolf on the line, and we'll be getting in tuned.
Yeah.
She might be at the bar. She might be at the bar.
Blooded by Laverto. Shouts out to them for being amazing. So, you know, I want you guys to think about this for a second. When's the last time you've been to the doctor, seriously, and got like a real physical, a checkup? The last time you've been to the dentist? You know, a lot of us, we use excuses like work, family, I'm tired, I'll reschedule, I'll do this, I'll do that. But people are known to just drop dead. And not to be funny or just crass about the situation, it's just real. Excuse me, guys, my throat is acting up today. And what I'm trying to get to is that we have to take more pride and more, you know, take more steps and be more conscientious of our health and our well-being, because we only have one life to live. That's it. So I myself, I'm guilty of procrastinating on certain things when I think that I can doctor myself up and get myself back together and be well. But studies have proven that people drop dead every day at all age ranges. And people's famous line is, oh, my God, she was so young or he was so young and no one even knew this and he was never so – she, no one knew she was sick or he was sick and they worked out every day and all of that stuff. And you don't have to feel anything for something to be going on in your body. So that's why they have these things that they set up for, like, yearly checkups, and you go get this done and you go get that done, because it is essential for us to be in tune to our health. So I'm not going to talk you guys heads off about this. I'm going to put the expert on because, you know, as y'all know, I don't have my PhD. But I'm just really passionate about, you know, being well after, you know, being in tune with this amazing doctor. So without further ado, let's bring Dr. Wolf on. How you doing tonight, Dr. Wolf?
Hi, Mrs. D. Good to speak to you.
Good to speak to you as well. I'm excited because, like I was telling them, it took forever for me to pull you onto the show, but I finally got her, guys. I finally got this woman.
Yay! I'm so excited to be on.
Yay. So let's start a little bit about, like, who is Dr. Wolf? Let's start off with that.
Well, my name is Dr. Lila Wolf. I'm a chiropractor. I practice in Manhattan in New York City, downtown on Wall Street. My practice is wonderful. It's a lot of it's full of diverse people. I have children and teenagers and kids and people in their 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s on to my oldest patient is 92. Some people come for wellness and prevention. Some people come because they have specific issues they're trying to tackle. And some people come just because they know they're going to get healthier with chiropractic. Simple as that.
Absolutely. So, you know, there's a lot of stuff that's circulating. And there's a lot of people who are not conscientious of chiropractic, because when I told someone, yeah, you need to tune into this show because I'm going to have Dr. Wolf, they was like, oh, what kind of doctor is she? I was like, a chiropractor. What's a chiropractor? So can you tell people what a chiropractor is for those who don't know?
Yes. As chiropractors, we are specialists in the nervous system. A lot of people feel or think or have heard that if you have pain, you go to a chiropractor, or you only go to a chiropractor if you can't move or your back hurts or you have headaches. But the reality is, if your nervous system, which is your brain and spinal cord, live in your spine is just the frame. The spine is the neck, mid-back, and low back. The spine moves so you can move. So even through birth trauma, we're born yanked head first. We learn to walk, crawl, stand, fall off roller skates, bicycles, just living life, sitting at a computer, using the phone, the way we brush our teeth, the way we sleep, all those little things, repetitive things. What they do is they cause the spine to subluxate, which simply means go out of alignment. You know, people who have a car or a bicycle or an instrument, they keep it tuned to keep it lasting forever, right? Same with our body, except there's one big difference. Our life force flows through our spine. So if our spine is out of alignment, one of the first things will happen is people will feel a little tense or a little tight or uncomfortable. Everyone can live with that. But if there's less nerve flow in our body, there's also less healing. And when there's less healing, then things pop up, symptoms and dysfunctions and diseases. And a lot of times the first thing we do, because of how we're raised and how we're trained and the media, is run to the doctor and take a pill. But what's really happening when we have a symptom, it's simply our body's way of communicating with us and telling us something's going on that we need to look at and address. So chiropractic is a safe, natural approach that just causes your body to heal at a higher level, which is why I adjust children and which is why I adjust people in their 90s. You know, children don't walk around having headaches, right? However, children do have nerve systems, and all the nerves that come out of your spine go to every organ in your body. So if something's off alignment, it can short-circuit that life force or that nerve flow and then cause less healing, less balance, and less development. And we could all use a little more healing and life force in our body. So the whole point of chiropractic is just to increase mind-body healing, just to get people well.
Right, absolutely. And I hope you guys got that, seriously, because that was, you know, simple, but a lot.
That was a lot. I talked a little bit in a circle of time, so I just said a lot. But really, the whole idea about chiropractic is if you get your spine balanced and aligned, you will be healthier. And I know today your show is going to be talking about some health conditions, lupus, which is an autoimmune condition, you know, affecting the body, joints, muscle pain, skin, lungs, nervous system, and also thyroid conditions and also multiple sclerosis. The one thing that ties all of this together, your next three topics, is this. A properly functioning nerve system causes healing. A nerve system that is under stress or under attack, like let's say lupus, it's autoimmune, so your immune system is acting up against itself, is not a healing one, right? So the whole point of getting adjusted is really just to open up nerve flow between brain and body and allow the body to heal at a higher level than if it wasn't adjusted. So people come in with all sorts of conditions, and what I do in my office is I check their spine for subluxation, which again is just means misalignment, see what's out of alignment, and gently align it back into place, taking pressure off the nerve system, which takes pressure off the healing mechanism, and the body continues to flow at a higher level, and then healing is possible. You know, you can take all the pills in the world. You can get prednisone shots, cortisone shots, steroid shots. Those don't work on dead people, right? So that's not life-giving. The only life force flows through your nerve system. So the whole objective is to keep your nerve system free and clear to allow peak and maximum healing, so whatever other alternative things you do actually work. I mean, you wake up and your heart beats without you telling it to. That's a function of the nerve system. Those nerves come off of your neck. There's never a point in my life where I'd want my neck off alignment simply because that's my breathing and sinus and blood pressure and thyroid and heart. So chiropractic is really just about freeing up the mind-body connection, freeing up the nervous system, freeing up healing so you're healing the way you are designed to heal. I mean, if you get a paper cut and you don't put a Band-Aid on it, what's going to happen? It's going to heal, right? So Band-Aids don't heal, you heal. The healing is within you. So my whole real big picture or big idea in my practice is remove nerve interference through the adjustment and allow the body to heal on its own.
Yes.
How do you feel about
absolutely.
That, Ms. T?
I feel amazing about it. That's how I feel. I'm excited that this information is being conveyed to our listeners because a lot of people are not aware. And also, Dr. Wolf, can you also, you know, let people know, like, the various things like stress, you know, emotional, physical, you know,
sure.
with different things like children with ear infections and stuff like that, how it helps them as well?
Sure, absolutely. I mean, you know, there's different kinds of stress. There's the chemical stress, which is the food we eat, the air we breathe, right, the environment we live in. There's emotional stress. I mean, think of the last time you had a fight with someone or got upset or argued, how the breath tightened up, your chest tightened up. And there's physical stress, like sitting all day at a computer, bending, lifting, working out, falling, stepping off of a sidewalk the wrong way. All of those stressors affect the nervous system and the body. You know, there was a Surgeon General years ago. New Yorkers might remember him. His name was C. Everett Koop. He was that guy with those big, thick glasses and glass frames. He said that stress was the number one cause of all disease. That's quite a bold statement. I mean, if you think of all the disease processes, you know, cancer, MS, Parkinson's, everything possible, he says stress is the number one cause. And what is stress? Stress is simply the body's inability to filter out stress, right? So the nervous system funnels your stress. Your nervous system is your big internet. It's the power cord that goes from your brain through your spinal cord and all the nerves out. If that nervous system is flowing 100%, you can take the stress. If that nervous system is shut down, stress knocks you down. I mean, think of how many of you guys, how many of you listeners, have been stressed out at your job or work or family or personal or emotional life, and then all of a sudden, after a few weeks of that, you're laying in bed with a cold or flu or really sick or fatigued or have chronic fatigue. Stress just knocks the body down. And chiropractic really addresses stress, the physical, the chemical, and the emotional, because if your nervous system is free-flowing and balanced, you can handle stress better. Right? So removing pressure off the nervous system is not just about taking away pain. I mean, you know, if you put your hand on top of a stove when the fire came out and you felt the fire, what are you going to do? Remove your hand? Or, I mean, it's like remove the stress and your body handles it better. A better example, your house is on fire. What are you going to do? Shut off the alarm or put out the fire? So when our body's on fire and we're having a symptom, a lot of us like to shut off the alarm. Take an Aleve, take an Advil, go to your doctor and get a shot, get the prednisone, and that just takes away the symptom, well, what's the cause, right? If our nerve system gives us communication and tells us about symptoms, why are we shutting it down? I pose this question to you.
No, so, that's a good question.
Why are we doing that? Like, take a pill. Sure, a pill feels great, and a cocktail is great too, you know? But it doesn't change what the cause is. So now, if the nerve system is the cause of all healing, why not keep it free-flowing? So whatever you have or don't have, you got toe pain, you got knee pain, you've got a thyroid problem, your left ovary hurts, whatever it is, it's a symptom. And when you get adjusted, your nervous system is just better at dealing with that symptom along with however else you choose to treat it, whatever doctor you see, whatever avenue you go to, whether it's the medical approach or the alternative approach, whatever someone chooses, I support. But without a properly functioning nervous system that is clear and free communicating, you're not going to get the best outcome. So in my office and how I practice really is just to remove interference to the body's healing mechanism, the life force that flows through the nervous system through the adjustment, and allow your body to heal naturally on its own. And the vitamins you take work better. And the therapies you do with other doctors work better. Why? Because your power cord's on. The internet's on. You know, it's just like a cell phone. You're in one area, you can hear all the signals. The next area, your phone hangs up, right? If you don't have full signal, you don't have full power. If you don't have full power, you don't have full healing. So when people come in, oh, my hip, my back, my this, you know what's going on? People in their 20s or 30s, sure it hurts. You can take a little pain. It comes and goes. 40s, 50s, a little more intense. 60s, 70s, promise you, if you've got some area that's been chronic, neck, mid-back, or low back, the associated organ in that area also has been suffering too, and you've already been to the doctor for that, whether it's your heart or your blood pressure or your ovary or your intestines or digestion, right? Because all those organs link off nerves that come off your spine. So the whole idea is to keep the nervous system functioning, and then everyone has a better outcome with healing. So all of these conditions like multiple sclerosis or lupus, thyroid, that sort of thing. I mean, you know, multiple sclerosis is an inflammatory demyelinating condition of the nervous system. So it's inflammation of the nervous system which produces symptoms. So if your nervous system is what gets tuned and cleared and balanced by getting an adjustment, wouldn't it seem logical to get adjusted to help decrease those symptoms that multiple sclerosis or lupus, you know, people suffer from? You know, there have been studies about this, where I think like it was 91% of people seeking chiropractic while they had MS had improvement in symptoms that they were experiencing because of the MS. Why? You get adjusted, it calms down the nervous system, and it causes the nervous system to heal. So then, of course, symptoms lessen, right? A prednisone shot doesn't do that. It just changes your sensation of how you feel, and it causes temporary decreased inflammation, but it also causes, it has long-term ramifications to your health, ramifications to your body. You know, better living through chemistry does not work. That stuff wears off. Drugs wear off. Pills get washed out into the sewer system. Better living through having your innate or natural power turned on, that's what works. Your nervous system is powered on. Your body has infinite ability to heal. So the whole idea of chiropractic is just turning on the power so other things work better for you. So, I mean, I love people who come in with their problems and symptoms, but the big picture is after a few months of chiropractic care, people are coming in and saying, you know, I sleep better, I breathe better, I don't have to take blood pressure pills, my vision is better, I don't have headaches anymore. I never told you I had headaches, but I had headaches and now they're gone. Right? Why? And I'm not some healing people's symptoms. That's crazy. All I am doing is removing any interference to your own body's natural healing mechanism because you heal you. Right? Nobody heals you but you or a higher power, whatever you believe, but it flows through that electrical nervous system. That's why we have a brain-spinal cord connection. And the bones are just the frame that protects it all. And of course, you're just like a car. You drive your car every day or your bicycle or your vehicle. Don't you want that thing tuned so you can have an antique? Right? So our bodies are a car with a spirit and a soul, theoretically, and a functioning nervous system through it. If you keep it tuned and balanced, it will serve you until your last breath. If you keep it off tune and out of balance and ignore symptoms and ignore warning signs, ignore your body's intelligent communication with you, it will crash and it will break and there will be medical intervention. Right? So, I mean, I don't know about you guys listening, but I don't want to end up in assisted living. right? I want to power through my life to my last breath, fully vital and moving. You're only as old as your spine. That's a yoga principle, right? I don't know if anyone knows who Jack Lane was, right? He was the fitness guru. He brought, you know, workout to America. He died at 93, I think, last year. Or the year before, on his 92nd birthday, he tugged a boat, attached a full boat, like a cruiser, attached by a rope across the channel at 92. This man worked out and exercised his whole life. What people do not realize was that he got adjusted once a week for his entire life until he was 93 when he died, and he was also a chiropractor.
Right,
so
and that's amazing.
So it's a testament to living well.
Mm-hmm. So what's, like, one of the more memorable, because I know there's a lot of them, because I know the power behind chiropractic myself, but what's the most memorable, you know, patient that you had that came in with, you know, against it and then came out on top, like, yay, and then told everyone in the world about this?
You know, I've had so many of these stories. I had one guy come in right when I was first in practice, and he was a really grumpy man. He was in his early 90s as well. He was he hated doctors. He already came in with an attitude. He had 40 or 50 years of low back pain, and about that same time earlier, 40 years earlier, his medical doctor told him just to take an aspirin, forget about it, he's too old, don't worry about it, it's just back pain. So he's taking an aspirin a day. He comes in. I take his x-rays. His low back is completely subluxated out of alignment, arthritis, disc disease. I mean, it was a mess in there. I adjusted him, and I just sent him on his way, you know. Really grumpy, mean guy, I got to say. He comes back, I guess a few days later, and he's in my waiting room screaming at the top of his lungs, asking me what I did to him. And I'm, you know, new in practice. This is like 11 years ago. So I was a little afraid. I said, oh, my God, what did I do? He's screaming at me. I had a full office. And he says to me, he says, do you know that for 7 years I have been wearing a Depends diaper undergarment? So this way, he had no ability to control when he peed, right? So he would just pee whenever. So he had to wear Depends. And because of that, he was depressed. And he was on antidepressants. And his doctors had him on a bladder tightening pill, which tightens every muscle in your body, right? So that's why he was angry. He was all tight and wound up. So he went home that day after his first adjustment and thought to himself, well, I have to use the bathroom. It was the first time in 7 years he had the sensation on his own he had to use the bathroom. So after one adjustment, here's this guy, his quality of life changed. He got off the antidepressants, he got off the bladder tightening pill, and he got out of that diaper for the last few years of his life, and he became a chiropractic advocate. He was furious because I didn't tell him that the low back nerves controlled the bladder, and what I was doing was potentially going to affect his bladder in a positive way. And he was angry because no one else told him that in 40 years that his nerve system controlled his healing, because he would have gotten adjusted 40 years earlier, right? You know, that's just one story. He turned out to be such a wonderful guy. I loved him. You know, and then there's a little boy. He came in one adjustment. They were going to do ear tube surgeries. They canceled the ear tube surgery, right? Because your neck vertebrae control your ears. So think of birth trauma. You're born yanked head first. If someone took you today and yanked you head first through a male chute, your neck might be out of alignment, even if it didn't hurt, right? So one adjustment, ear tube surgery canceled. I think that's amazing, right? And that's just one child. I mean, that happens all the time in my office. You know, I had one guy come in. He was bent over like the Hunchback of Notre Dame for decades. He was Eastern European, wonderful guy. His daughter brought him in and translated. This guy was bent and dragging his leg like a vacuum cleaner behind him. And, you know, he walks in. He can barely speak English. He has shooting pain down that dragging leg. I x-ray him. He's out of alignment. I give him one adjustment, and he stands up straight like 6 o'clock. Right? His first time in years, he wasn't dragging that leg behind him. And then he looks at me and he says, leg still hurts. And I looked at him. I couldn't even believe he said this to me. I'm like, guy, you've been dragging your leg like an extra body behind you for years. And now you're standing straight and marching in place and walking around and you're telling your leg still hurts? You kidding me? People are funny, you know? But I mean, I changed this guy's life. He's this guy you'd see, you'd probably throw a quarter at him at the subway, you know? But, you know, it changed him up, and he was different. Pain leaves when it's ready to leave, right? We have symptoms because we're supposed to be in tune with our body. So, for example, this guy, his pain didn't leave in one miracle adjustment, but he sure stood up straight, right? His pain wasn't ready to go. We have pain as a warning sign. If you stick your hand in a fire, that thing better hurt. And if it doesn't hurt, something's wrong with you. So when we're feeling a twinge or this and that, it's not to cover up or or to ignore it until another time. It's our body saying, hey, something's going on. Either we address it or we ignore it. And if we ignore it and cover it up, it will come back bigger and badder like a dragon. I mean, because pain is our body's innate communication. So, yeah, I mean, I've had a lot of cool stories. I mean, I became a chiropractor because I saw someone come out of a wheelchair. She was supposed to be in assisted living her whole life. And now this girl, she's, you know, graduated college, married, the whole thing. And this is a girl who was supposed to be sitting there drooling on herself in a wheelchair, right? No one could help her. She was coming into my chiropractor's office where I was working part-time filing. She was coming in 3 times a week. Their parents were rolling her in a wheelchair because no one else could help. And I just thought, it wasn't going to work. I'm like, this is crazy. How did this work? Because I didn't have any understanding of chiropractic and healing. I was still in college. After 6 months, 3 times a week, I'm thinking this is a scam. Like, he's just trying to get the money. All of a sudden, this kid lifts her head. Right? She smiles, laughs, and then a few months later, she's out of the wheelchair. You put enough life force and enough power in the body, build enough momentum, and the body will heal. You know, you can't walk around with symptoms for 20 years and think it's going to go away one day. Some people do, but healing is a curve. Like, healing takes time. You know, even the seasons know when to change. Your body needs to go through some phases and some changing. Chiropractic works. Everyone has a different time frame with what they think should be well and not well. Pain is there until it doesn't need to be there. It's the big messenger. There's that saying, bless the pain because it will bear its fruit, right? It's just this experience we have to tune us into our bodies, to slow us down and make us aware and present to what is. And then we either cover it up and disrespect the body, or we tune our body and balance our body, open it up and get adjusted, which is just one of the paths to healing. Really, there's so many ways to healing, right? But just the path that I'm focused on and cause greater healing. So my mission really in this world, in this life, is just to turn on people's power. It's kind of like that movie The Matrix. Which pill are you going to choose? What are you going to do? Are you going to plug into the matrix, plug into the system, and just be part of the machine? Or are you going to pull the plug and take a stand for your health, take a stand for your body, and take a stand for the health of your friends and family? Because America is number 86 in health in all of these countries. You know, listen, I'm a doctor. I can't even name 86 countries unless I were going to Google them right now, right? If we're number 86 and we spend number one on healthcare, something we're doing is wrong. It doesn't work. We're sick, diseased, fat, and dying out of all these countries. There are people probably sitting in puddles healthier than us with no medical care. We've got to change this, right? So I just look at chiropractic as stepping out of the matrix, stepping out of the machine, and choosing life. Simple as that. So you can come with your neck pain or shoulder pain or pinky pain. That's great. I'm going to meet you there and address that. But what really happens is when the nervous system gets tuned and unfolded, people's lives change. It will change the way you see your life, change the way you feel, change your love, change your happy, change your sad. That's why I love when families come in to get adjusted together, mothers, fathers, and kids, because that's a family that's in communion with each other. Because if your nervous system is tuned together, it's like you're all on the same page, you're all on the same radio station, you're all listening to the same tune, and you're all in sync, right? And it's all about tone and vibration and tune with the body, because the body is just a big instrument. So I love it when people come together, because it just opens them up to each other. You know, it creates a connection where there's a disconnect. So chiropractic is bigger than like pain. It's all about life force and power and vitality. I mean, listen, we're all energy, right? The universe is all energy. And so when we get tuned by an adjustment, we're just tuning into the energy of the universe. We're just the same stuff as stars, right? So why not have that tuned and the frequency high and our body's healing, because it is possible. It's chiropractic is bigger than your back pain for sure. This I know.
Absolutely. So where can people, you know, find you that are local in New York City area?
My practice is downtown on Wall Street. It's in the financial district. It's called Life Chiropractic. It's on 99 Wall Street. I'm on the 17th floor between front and water. And my number is 212-425-5433. My website is www.drlilawolfe.com. I'm on Twitter, Dr. Lila Wolf. I'm on Instagram, Dr. Lila Wolf. I'm on there. I'm findable. I'm around. I see a lot of people and take care of you from the womb to the tomb. You know, and a lot of people, you like that, Miss P?
I love it.
A lot of people, you know, say things like, I'm going to wait till I have insurance. I'm going to get the heck out of here. You know what insurance is? Disease care. Don't wait till you're diseased to see me. Half my practice is uninsured and cash practice. I make my fees affordable because I want people to get well before they end up in the freaking long care assisted living with a tube coming out of their throat. How about turning on your power now and affording it instead of waiting till you have some crazy insurance and crazy copay and all that stuff? That's too late. I want you before you fall to pieces. So half half the practice has insurance, the other half doesn't. It doesn't matter to me. So I make it just accessible and affordable to everyone who wants to see me. I'm near all train lines. I mean, the reason I wanted to be in Wall Street, it's always my dream to be on Wall Street, which seems weird. I'm a New Yorker, you know, and I'm not a typical Wall Street person. I just felt that if there's any place that was stressed and people needed their lights turned on and their power turned on, it was that neighborhood. I mean, I just wanted to bring the light to a dark area, you know. These are people handling the future and handling our money and handling IT and handling all these stressful jobs. I just wanted to be kind of a beacon of light and hope in a kind of a dark time. So I picked Wall Street, and I have just a wonderful practice with these wonderful people working with me. My patients are fantastic. They refer their friends, their families, their kids. I mean, at this point, I've been in practice enough years. I'm seeing people get married, have kids of their own. I'm having grandkids come in. It's really such a blessing, my practice. So, yeah, come find me.
Yeah, definitely. Dr. Wolf, I love you, and I just want to thank you so much for, you know, getting us in tune today with chiropractic care and your wonderful, wonderful, wonderful love that you give each and every person that you deal with. Thank you for being amazing and sharing.
Well, thank you for having me, Ms. P.
Of course. Anytime. You know, I was going for this for 12 years, and I finally got my way, so thank you. Finally.
12 years. Well, you know what they say, persistency alone is omnipotent. I can, I will, I must. And you are very persistent, and that's why you're very successful.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate you, and I love you. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you for having me. You have a great show, okay?
You too. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. So, yeah, so that was Dr. Wolf. I love her, love her, love her. As you guys see, there is no one that I love more than this woman as far as taking care of my health, okay? She puts you in tune with everything. So, again, you guys can find her at drlilawolf.com or find her at Dr. Lila Wolf on Twitter and definitely on Facebook. And I'll put all that info before the show is over. And I hope you guys were paying attention because, like I said earlier, that I'm going to be giving out, you know, some complimentary massages for those who were paying attention. And, yeah, and anybody who is interested in seeing Dr. Wolf, too, for treatment, you guys can talk to me off-air. You can email me at intuneshow@aol.com, and definitely let me know what your interest is, and I'll hook it all up for you, okay? So our next speaker is going to be Dawn DePhillips, and I'm excited about, you know, what she's going to share with us today. So let's see.
Hi,
hey,
darling.
Dawn.
Hello.
Hey,
how are you?
Good. How are you feeling today?
So I'm feeling good. You know, I love listening to Dr. Wolf and touching on a little bit what she said, because my thyroid is low. Chiropractors really help restore, normal nerve function to make your body work, and it's been amazing. So I have to thank her office for keeping me healthy.
Right, definitely, definitely. So tell us a little bit about Dawn DePhillips. Who is Dawn DePhillips?
Let's see. Lives in the city, comes from Brooklyn.
It's so much, right? Like, where should I start?
Where should I start? Do I go with the dirty? Do I go with the clean? Do I go with the
Let's go with, let's go with a little bit of all. Like, let's just mix it up. Have fun with
everything.
It.
Girl from Brooklyn, you know, moved to Long Island and living in the city now for almost 30 years. Love it. Work down by the Wall Street area. And just amazing, meeting amazing people such as yourself. And the universe brings great people to you. And, you know, just enjoying and living, loving life.
Absolutely. So today we have you on the show because we're going to touch a little bit on your blog, and it's on thyroid.
Yes.
Right.
So a few years ago.
Yes, let's talk about that a little bit. And for those that don't know it, because, you know, amazingly enough, it may sound naive of me to say, but you'd be surprised how many people do not know what certain things are, you know. So can you tell us thyroid? What's thyroid? What does that all mean?
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
The thyroid is actually the master gland of your body. And I never knew this until I was diagnosed with low thyroid. And my doctor actually tested me for lupus. Because he didn't really know what was going on with my body. And my thyroid numbers were very high. I have a low thyroid. And at that time I noticed I was feeling so tired and sluggish, but I also, I'm a workaholic. I was taking acting classes. I was going out. I really wasn't sleeping that well. So a lot of things were going on, and I just associated it with living in Manhattan, stressed work. You put on some weight, even if you're not eating a lot. Like, you're doing everything you normally did, even working out, or all of a sudden you're putting on weight. Your body can't lose it. You look a little puffy. You're tired. So when I went to the doctor, he diagnosed me with low thyroid, and I found out it is the master gland of the body. If you do not, if your thyroid is off and you do not take care of it, it can lead to a lot of, it could lead to death, from what I was told. Heart problems, mental health issues, birth defects. It's the most powerful gland. So I'm pretty much on top of it now. But it took me a long time going to a lot of doctors and being told, well, you have to take Zinthroid for the rest of your life, and it is what it is, you know, take these, goodbye, have a nice life kind of thing. So I've been to holistic doctors, but I go to the chiropractor, I go to a nutritionist. I'm kind of have a whole bunch of healthy team working with me, and I'm feeling better. And I'm getting it. I'm trying to get it under control. And you just have to keep a positive attitude. And I'm actually going to take a nourishing thyroid health class. Andrea Beeman, who is a chef, she had thyroid issues years ago. And she found a way to incorporate healthy foods in her diet. And she teaches people how to cook healthy. She talks about the thyroid and what she went through. Her experience. So, but it's been a long journey because it's just something that, I mean, it's our master gland, but a lot of doctors are just quick to, here, take this Synthroid, you know, get out of my office, goodbye. There's more to it. And, you know, it's interesting, you know, a lot of people learning a lot more about it, and you find out about these people, like this woman who's doing this nourishing thyroid health at the National Gourmet Institute. So it's really great. So I'm learning a lot and connecting with people that are very knowledgeable because I want to become healthy and feel better.
Absolutely. So Dawn, when you first found out, how did you say that? Because I'm listening, but I'm trying to, you know, gauge what approach I want to, you know, go on as far as like my questioning. Mm-hmm. But how long you said this has been going on, that when you first found out? For a few years now.
Yeah, for about 5 years.
And so,
it probably was longer. It probably was longer, but my doctor waited. Every doctor has a different range of what they feel your thyroid number should be. So my doctor kind of waited until it was, you know, my symptoms were I was feeling pretty shitty, to be honest with you. So I would say this happened 5 years. It could have been 7 years that this was going on. Or six years.
So they have you on medication. They have you regimenting your dietary intake, and does that incorporate exercise and stuff of that nature too? I mean, when you go to the doctor and they diagnose you for something like that, what are the steps that they have you take?
They usually give you I'm on Zinthroid. There are other medications that. That you can take. It all depends on the doctor that you go to. They don't tell you what to eat. They don't tell you to work out. Just doing my own research, I was just tired of feeling horrible and not losing weight. So I just have to work a little harder. So I found, you know, great places to go work out. I do group classes, and I found out about this chef who's a nutritionist, and I'm going to go to her class and get all new recipes and just, you know, keep healthy. It's something that you have to do yourself. The doctor will give you medication. He'll tell you what you have, but they don't really give you a plan. And that was kind of frustrating. You know, they don't sit down with you and kind of say, well, this is what you should be doing. It's just, you know, they give you some treatments. They give you a drug. It's a thyroid hormone they'll give you. And then you're kind of on your own, and it's up to you to take your medication and then do your own research on it to make yourself feel better.
Right.
And that's what I've been doing.
Yeah, so we have some lovely people in the chat room, and they're basically, you know, kind of, you know, shimmying off of what you're saying in regards to, like, it can throw your whole body out of whack. You know, if you don't take your medicine, it feels like you're winding down, like you limp, you have no energy. It's, you know, you have to keep taking blood tests all the time and things of that nature.
Yes.
You lose your hair. Your hair falls
some
out.
Some people have.
It makes you gain weight or lose weight,
yeah,
depending.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually gained weight.
Mm-hmm. But you know what's so amazing about you, Dawn, honestly, and I'm going to just share this because I know you personally,
mm-hmm.
that you would not be able to tell that, you know, it's not like you can look at people and say, hey, you have this or you have that, so don't misconstrue what I'm about to say. But Dawn looks absolutely stunning every time I see her. So my question to you is, you know, is that just like, hey, I'm going to look good, I'm going to fight this, and I'm just going to stay on top of this no matter what? Because every time
exactly.
I see you, what do I always say? Look at you, beautiful. You're gorgeous. You're doing your thing,
you
and
are.
I'm proud of
well,
you.
You're beautiful, too. Thank you. Well, it's all about, I'm the type of girl that you throw me to a wall, and I'm going to come right back at you, kicking your ass. And no doctor was going to tell me, just take Zinthor, I'd come back in a few months, and we'll test your blood. I'm like, no. Like, you know, went to a nutritionist, I go to an acupuncturist, I go to the chiropractor, I don't care how much it costs, I'll get a second job if I have to. Your health is so important, and I felt like such shit for such a long time that I was just tired of it. You know when you just get tired of it?
Mm-hmm.
And I just said, this is it. I know my body. I used to be a perfect size 7. I mean, you would be like, Dawn, please put on clothes. I just, like, I love wearing sexy stuff. Now I cover up. I feel like I cover up all the time. And it's just, you know, you put on weight. I get on the scale. When I just went to the doctor and he weighed me, I'm like, great. You know, like, I look at my number and I want to cry, but I'm like, don't. I'm like, continue to work out. Be healthy. You'll get there. It will be fine. I just have to balance out my thyroid levels. But it's so hard, and it controls everything, and people don't realize that. And once that's off, I never had any issues. I was the type of girl that would, like, people would be like, wow, do you work out? Are you on a diet? I'm like, no. I go from my kitchen to my refrigerator. I used to eat McDonald's when I was younger. I never had a weight problem, ever. I never had to think about weight. Then you get to a certain age, and they say this runs in the family, and it's funny because it does not run in my family. I just think it's stress. I also had scoliosis growing up as a child, and I used to go in for x-rays. Now, you know, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, I'm going in for x-rays as a young girl. I was like 10, 11, 12, and finally my mother stopped it because she's like, I don't think this is healthy for her. And I swear, it's just like a gut feeling I have, but those x-rays offset my thyroid. To, you know, getting those x-rays taken. Now, maybe I'm crazy, but I had a holistic doctor say to me, you're probably 100% right.
Right. Absolutely. So what are was some advice that you would give someone that, you know, just finding out about, you know, being diagnosed with having thyroid problems?
Just take the medicine that you're supposed to take and feel really comfortable with your doctor. You know, go online. There's so many things now about the thyroid. Exercise, eat healthy, take care of you. Take care of you. That feeling of tiredness and everything, that will go away once the medicine kicks in and your thyroid levels balance out. And it takes a while. You have to really be patient, and you just have to just continue and just, you know, be good to you. And just don't, you know, don't get upset, don't be sad, don't, like, get depressed about it. Just, you will get there, and you will be better, but you just have to, and that's what keeps me going. I want to always look good. I don't want to, I just want to feel healthy and just, you know, keep doing positive things for yourself. You don't have to go to the gym every day. Find something that works for you, even if it's going, you know, for a walk 3 times a week with a friend. You know, eating healthy, do some research online, and you know, just be good to you and stay healthy, and you will be fine, but just don't let it get you down. Because it got me, it didn't get me down, it got me pissed. It got me pissed. I was like, no, you just can't tell me to take medicine and just kick me out of your office. Like, there's, so that's why I have like a whole, I call it my, you know, holistic health team.
Mm-hmm.
And my chiropractor, to my acupuncturist, and I swear by them, and they all help me in some way.
Right, absolutely.
So I don't, can't let it get the best of you. And
you sure,
and we'll get it under control.
Mm-hmm.
And to just take care of you, and don't, but stay on your medication or whatever your doctor gave you, and make sure that, you know, you feel comfortable with your doctor and they take time with you. And if you're not, find another doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Find an approach that works for you.
Absolutely. And Dawn has a blog, guys, that about thyroid and her journey with thyroids and stuff like that. So tell everybody where they can reference your blog and, you know, follow you and stay in tune with you and your journey.
Okay. I have a, I actually wrote a blog called Thyroid Schmyroid. And it's on, if you follow me on Twitter, and it's my full name, Dawn, D-A-W-N, last name DePhillips, D-E-P-H-I-L-L-I-P-S. And you can follow my blog on, that's on my Twitter. And I do, I have so many more stories that I want to add to it. And I just have to get back on there and do it. And that's where my blog is. Or you can Google my name and type in thyroid schmyroid, and it'll probably come up.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, my mom was the first one to notice it. And the first, I mean, it's pretty amazing. My mom was the first one to, like, know something was off with me, even before my doctor, you know, called it.
Really? So how did she discover?
Yeah.
Well, I, you know what? I'm saying really, like, I'm, like, not, you know, aware or conscientious of the fact that moms know everything, even
they
when
do.
You don't want them to know.
They do. Your mom is, you know, I would, she would be like, you're looking, you know, and it's in my blog how my mother would say, you know, you look like you put on a few pounds, you know, but you still look good. And I'd be like, you know, and I was already feeling like shit. And you just look at your mother like, really? Love you too, Mom. You know, because they don't mean to hurt you, but they say, like, my mom just, you know, oh, well, you know, that looks a little, well, that was a little, that's a little tighter on you now. I mean, I have a booty. She's like, you know, that's a little tighter. I'm like, Ma, thanks. I know that, okay? Like, they're only the first to point out things, and but I love my mom, and they don't mean it to be mean. It's just I knew it, and I didn't want to hear it because it comes on so, well, it's not something that happens overnight, so it takes time, and all this stuff creeps up on you. But then, of course, you say to your friends, okay, do I look heavier to you? And they're like, no, you look great. But your mom will always tell you the truth. And she's
definitely
in my blog. I mean, the woman, I live in Manhattan. She lives in Long Island. And if I stepped in shit right now, she would call me, and because she could smell it from Long Island. Like, she just knows. You know? My mom says she should have been a doctor.
Or a detective.
Knows. Or detective. It's just like, and it was sometimes getting, and she used to say to me, she's like, you know, I never wanted to say anything to you because you would get so mad. And I'm like, well, yeah, because I was already feeling horrible. And then like she, I felt like she was putting me down, but she wasn't. And I'm
mm-hmm.
glad that she did point out a few things because my body was changing and I was putting on weight, or not weight. I had a lot of inflammation. When they took blood tests, my inflammation numbers were so high. And that's part of the issue with the thyroid, because it attacks, you know, the antibodies that's in your thyroid and causes inflammation. So I found
mm-hmm.
a doctor that I've been going to, and I'm going to go to him in a few weeks to go get, you know, blood work and everything, and he's just going to test everything from my hormones to my antibodies. But I'm already feeling better, and I'm just keeping up with it, and you know, just stay healthy and keep positive. To anyone out there that has thyroid issues, it is hard. I mean, trust me, there were times I just like to take a box of Oreos and be like, screw this. And, you know, just.
I love Oreos.
You know, it's just,
mm-hmm.
I love Oreos too. And once in a while, they're good. It's just that people with thyroid issues, I feel like I have to work, you know, harder just to lose that pound. And that's okay. Until your thyroid gets balanced out, then your body will be balanced and work normal. So
absolutely.
You just appreciate, like, you'll appreciate things more, and I have a better appreciation for healthier food and organic food. I just made organic lentil soup before, and I got all the juice in, so I'm really kind of, you know, been working out more. I'm really getting into it and feeling good, and I'm just going to continue to do it. And, you know, if I have to go to 100 doctors and to find one that I like that's going to work well with me, so be it. It's your body. You have to keep yourself healthy. And, you know, just be good. Just be good to you, and then you'll start feeling good. It's all good. It's all positive.
Absolutely. Dawn, I just want to thank you for being amazing and sharing your story with us. And
thank
as
you.
I said earlier, I mean, you're doing an excellent job. And every time I see you, I'm just like, wow, look at this hot mama. And you know it because I always tell you. So
yeah, I know. You're the best. You make anybody's day. You do. You're awesome. And thank you so much for having me. And, you know, if anyone wants to send me a message on Twitter or whatever, you know, I'll be happy to answer any questions and kind of walk you through, you know, give you some referrals to doctors or whatever you need, because it's, you know, it's hard. It really is.
Definitely. But so that's Dawn DePhillips. So that's DawnDePhillips on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Look her
on
up.
On Twitter. That's right.
Okay.
Right.
And I just tweeted your blog and your name together so people can find you.
Great. Great.
Okay,
thank you so much, guys. And anyone that's listening, thank you. And have a great
definitely.
Show. Okay. Bye-bye.
Have a good one. Bye. Yeah, guys, so that was Wanda Phillips, and she's talking about thyroid, and, you know, I'm learning a lot today. I don't know about you guys, but I'm definitely learning a lot in how it's essential to be in tune with your body, very essential. So to kind of break the monotony a little bit, I'm going to play one song because we have, like, 1.5 seconds before we have Nancy on, who I am waiting for because I love her too. So she's going to be talking about lupus and getting us in tune with that. So before we have her on, I'm going to just play one track because there's a lot of talking going on today. And this one is called Baby Baby by Slim from 112.
Save money, you won't. Peace and love. This is Tracy Cruz, and I'm hanging out with my girl, Miss P, right here on the Intuned Show.
Yay! So that was Baby Baby by Slim. So without further ado, let's get on Mistress Toxic Goddess Nancy. Hey,
hey.
Girl, how are you?
Hanging in. Oh,
yay,
actually,
I'm
pretty
so
good. It's a good
yay,
day today.
Be on, everybody.
I know,
be
long
on.
Time overdue.
Okay,
long
like
overdue,
yay! I don't. I mean,
yay.
I'm in groupie mode. Like, is
yeah.
that even?
I know. I mean, it's just actually funny that you know, so many interviews that I've been asked to do. I was just like, no, because they're not reputable. So, I would definitely take you anytime. Anytime.
Oh,
you were at the top of my
God.
List.
Oh, my God. I love you so much for saying that. That made me feel so warm and
well,
fuzzy
it's the truth.
Inside.
You know, I don't bullshit, so I just keep it real and just let it be known. I love the show. You guys are wonderful, and you do a lot of things to help the community and a lot of topics, and it's wonderful to have people like you around.
Oh, thank you so much. And, you know, I know
no.
you don't take no crap, please. I
oh,
know
no,
better.
No. That's the last thing. You know, you
I
get
know
too old for that
to
nonsense.
Okay,
we
I know better not to play with you. I bow down.
No, but you're good, sweetheart. You're good.
Yeah, so
oh,
tell
goodness,
us, we're going to be talking about lupus today with you. So tell us a little bit about that for those who are not conscientious of that, what lupus is.
Lupus is a chronic inflammatory disease that can affect the various parts of your body. Usually it'll go after your main organs like skin, joints, your blood, and your kidneys. It is an autoimmune disease. It can affect anything at any time. It is hard to diagnose if you do have other issues going on. What it is that it means your autoimmune system cannot tell the difference between the bacteria and whatnot, like
mm-hmm.
foreign invaders, and then your body health issues. So what it does is it creates an attack mode. So you have good antibodies that will attack other good antibodies, and it destroys the healthy tissue. So it creates inflammation, pain, and damage to various parts of the body. Like with me, I was diagnosed at 23. They had a very hard time diagnosing it. Because they always thought I was just, you know, young, lazy, just cold and regular nonsense until they started going through my family history and one doctor started paying attention. If you have arthritis in your family, which I did, there are certain tests that can be done. When they started finding out that they started doing my levels in different blood testing and stuff like that, they started finding out that I had a lot of inflammation. So they sent me to a rheumatologist. When they looked at the numbers is when I got diagnosed with the lupus. Lupus is not related to HIV or AIDS or anything like that. Even though AIDS is an immune system underactive, but lupus is overactive. So there is a major difference. There are at least 1.5 Americans that do have it. The numbers are getting higher. Usually between childbearing age 15 to 44, men and children can get it and also teenagers. There's various stages of it, and it can come to mild to severe to death. There is also no cure for this disease.
Right.
So it's really not it's recognized, but not as much as it should be. And
mm-hmm.
it's a shame because more and more people are being diagnosed with this. And as far as my experience is, for me being treated as much as they should, and it really frustrates me because a lot of people can be diagnosed and treated properly early without having so many bad effects and so many medications and so many denial of it's in their head and it's not really happening.
Mm-hmm. So
it can be
like,
very stressful.
So with your experience with the doctors per se, was it like they were just sending you from one doctor to the next and what like just sticking you with needles and testing for this and testing for that before they finally came up with the diagnoses?
Well, since I was diagnosed young, I was just oh, you're not eating right, you're just tired, you're just getting colds, it's all in your head, you know. They try to make it seem like it was a mental issue at first and that this was not really happening. Oh, well, we've heard people having these symptoms, but whatever else you're having, it's not possible. So when I finally went to my primary care and he realized that there was something off in my basic test, he said, we're going to do some other ones. I was like, okay, what's wrong? He's like, nothing. I just want to check some stuff. And since you do have arthritis and I've already had bone injuries and a lot of inflammation, not feeling good. So I finally realized that there's something else going on. So when he finally did do some other, you know, testing, he realized, wait a minute, there's something going on with one of your levels and we need to get you to someone else. And that's after so many years of finding out. But even when I did finally get diagnosed, it's, here, try this medication. Try that medication. Well, you're not getting this side effect because it's not reported. You can't, you know, react to this because the people don't. That's not a side effect. That's not this. That's not that. And I'm like, who the hell are you to tell me, a sane person who knows her body, knows there's something going on, that the side effects, just because they're not reported, cannot happen? It's very frustrating. You just feel like you want to kick somebody. You want to yell and scream. And sometimes you want to feel that it is in your head, and then you got to slap yourself out of it and be like, no, you know what's going on. You just need to move on or keep fighting because it's very hard, especially if you have other issues going on with what you have.
Mm-hmm. It's true. A cousin of mine, she's young. She was diagnosed with lupus not too long ago. And what they did with her, because she went away, I think it was to the Bahamas or Aruba, one of those things, and they said she was bit, had Lyme disease. So they mm-hmm. was treating her for Lyme disease forever. And then yeah. finally she just kept having seizures on top of the lupus and just, mm-hmm. you know, falling out until they found her in the closet. You know, she was hanging up clothes and then they found her in the closet, like, almost, you know, dead.
Pass out, yeah.
Yeah, and finally they did this test. They shipped her from one hospital to the next hospital and finally came up with the diagnosis of lupus. Her hair fell out of her head, like every single strand. It was
yes.
like she had cancer. It was just
yes.
so terrible. It was just so...
It can mimic cancer.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It can mimic cancer, but it is not. And that's where a lot of people can get confused. What it does is that with me, it deteriorates my bones. It attacks everything in your body. Now, there are different stages. Some can attack the skin. Some can be medicated-induced, minus in the gene. See, my mother has a thyroid, so it's part of the immune system. So once you have arthritis and you have your thyroid in your family, it's always good to check out everything in the immune deficiencies, especially with the lupus if you have other things going in your bloodline. Don't take no for an answer. If you feel that you have certain symptoms, don't, you know, get in your head saying, oh, well, I have this symptom just because you have it for a day. You want to make sure it's something consistent. And they can change from day to day and everything different, but you don't want to hold off. This disease can kill you. It can affect everything that you do. It can create the swelling. It can be very debilitating. Sometimes I can't get out of bed. I've already lost my uterus because of fibroids. I also lost a lot of muscle mass. I lose a lot of strength in my hands. I swell up. I get a lot of headaches. I do lose my hair. I've also had to have reconstruction done on my spine and have a fusion because my bones deteriorated and they ruptured in a disc and they collapse. So there's a lot of things that this lupus can actually do in your body that people do not pay attention. You have to eat right. You do have to stretch and exercise. Sometimes you can be in pain, but you have to motivate yourself. If you get stuck in a rut, it's going to get worse, and then people will not understand, and there's nothing you can do. If you don't do it for yourself, no one will do it for you.
Absolutely. Very well said. Very well said. So, you know, with that being said, what do you have someone that come to you? I mean, I hate to sound like you're like this, like, case or something like that, mm-hmm. but I'm just kind of curious of how this all happens. Like, do you have someone that comes to you to help you out and stuff like that since you had to have the fusion and stuff like that? Or are
no,
you still able
I,
to do stuff? on your own?
Oh, if you would see me, you would think there was nothing wrong. And the reason why, I can keep myself. I'm a beautiful woman. I'm a beautiful person. I do not have to look sick to be sick, and that is the problem with society. They automatically assume that if someone looks beautiful and well-kept and taking care of themselves, that there's nothing wrong. And when they do have a drop and that person sees them drop for the first time, oh, don't worry, you'll get over it. No, it does not happen. You do not get over it. Just because we keep ourselves a certain does not mean that we are not sick. I don't want to look sick. I don't want pity. I want people to learn and try to understand that this disease and many others can kill. It's very debilitating. A lot of people are sick just because they don't look it.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Stresses.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can get infections. Say someone gets a cold. I get a flu. That's how that's the difference. If you get the flu, I go to the next level. You have to be careful of your environment around. Even with sexual partners, you can't be promiscuous. You shouldn't be that way anyways. But you always have to protect yourself because any infection that you get in your body can really cause damage. Some people can actually die because their immune system cannot fight it off, even if they're treated with antibiotics. You get chronic fatigue, a lot of injuries. You have to be careful with your movement. You get a lot of swelling, headaches. You have to be careful. Allergic to the sun exposure. You know, you have to be careful of certain medications that you take. You also have to be careful with your hormones. So it really varies. You really have to keep up on with this disease. I mean, I'm hard-headed. I'm in the medical field, and there's certain things I know what to do and not to do, but once you do get tired and frustrated, you're just like, oh, the hell with it. There's certain things that I know what I can do at home that work for me and certain things that don't. Sleep is definitely one. You have to sleep and rest. You have to eat properly. You do not do those two things, it throws off. You're crazy, you're whacked off, you're swelling, everything starts going off. Drugs. I'm not anything. I refuse to take anything anymore unless I absolutely need it. I used to get the steroid injections. Let me tell you, it makes you funny. It makes you feel funny, you know. These medications, sometimes they mess with your head. You feel like you can't function properly. Sometimes you just got to lay down. You're just so mellowed out. It's just hard to function. And these doctors seem to forget that you have to have some type of knowledge and some type of awareness to be able to take care of yourself. If you have children, you still have to take care of the children. If you have to work, you still have to be able to function at work. You can't be dosed up and, you know, be able to try to do these things. It's almost impossible.
Absolutely. It's absolutely true. And, you know, I hadn't even thought about that, you know, avenue of it with people that suffer from different things that are on these medications. Prime example, I had a friend that had sickle cell anemia, and they was giving her morphine. They was giving her Oxycontin. Mm-hmm. They was giving her it was some other crazy thing that they was giving her. Oh, my God. What is it? It's like not morphine. It was morphine, Oxycontin, and it was another thing that people give people that's getting off of drugs.
Hydrocortisone.
I can't think of the name. It's evading me right now, but they used to give it to
like
her.
It could be like a Loratab because that's what they use to down the stages of the medication from going from high to low. So it really varies and stuff like that.
Her newborn baby, she didn't even take care of it. Methadone, that's it. Dr. Sue said it, methadone. They gave her methadone, and she used to sit on the bed in the middle of a conversation and, like, fade out in the middle of a conversation. And it was so embarrassing for her oldest child, and he used to, like, disrespect her because he wasn't, you know, understanding to the fact that it's not her fault that she's behaving this way. It's the medication. But now she's codependent on the medication, and she feels like she needs the medication in order for her to not feel, you know, pain. But I'm just like, how can you feel anything? Love,
right, exactly.
Anything.
See, once your body gets immune to the medications and stuff like that, you hit what I call a coma stage. You feel, but when you take the pills, you don't. Once that stage goes on, you're going to start getting immune to those medications. So you start having to take more. You still start feeling the pain. you got to take more. The pain comes back. You got to take more. Because once you get used to it, it's like you got to keep upping your dose. So your body's going to be depending on it. What I tell people is stretch. Eat right. Keep your mental stability. People around you will make your disease worse. By stress, their own bullshit, their, you know, their nonsense, their diagnosis, and all this crap. You have to take care of you, especially mentally. If you're not mentally focused and you get weak that way, it makes your illness worse. You have to try to embrace what you have, even though it will be very hard. But if you don't pay attention to what your body needs and not what people are telling you, then you're never going to be able to help yourself. People do not live bodies. They don't. They think that just because a doctor tells them something, that what they're thinking is not right. Not all doctors are correct in diagnosis of certain treatments. I'm sorry. That's just the way it is. But there's always somebody out there that can help you. I just wish these doctors would say, hey, if you don't know what's going on, say, you know what? I'm going to try to help you, or I'm going to try to refer you to somebody, but I really do not understand what's going on. Be real. Stop taking our money. Stop giving us medications that we don't need just to use us as test dummies because it makes us worse. Not everybody is stupid. Not everybody is helpless. But you know what? We just need help. We need to be, you know, functional. Nobody wants to be laying on a sofa at the age of 40, 35, 25, and not being able to do everyday tasks.
That's true. It's so true. And Dr. Sue was saying that they're educated guessers, the doctors, you know, their egos are too big, and, you know,
mm-hmm.
we need
wellness
doctors.
Oh, I went to school. I'm the one that has the degree. I know what I'm talking about. Well, if you knew what the hell you were talking about, I wouldn't be here for 2 years complaining about the same thing and still no relief.
Mm-hmm.
But yet, I'm sitting on my sofa, dizzy as hell, major headaches. I can't eat because the medication makes me so freaking nauseous. But yet, I'm constantly in pain where I have to take this, that, or the other to make it throughout the day.
It's crazy.
It's like, people, be aware of your bodies. Pay attention. If you are questioning yourself and you feel deep down in your stomach you know that it's not right for you, go with your guts. Listen to yourself. A lot of people don't do that, and that's where a lot of them is like, damn, I should have listened to myself. Damn, I know that this is happening, and they were telling me no, and I got it in my head. And no, listen to yourself. Not all doctors are right. You can question them. You're paying their check. Your insurance is paying for their services. Make them stand up and do what they're supposed to do, and that's take care of you and other people properly. Make them accountable for their actions.
Absolutely. And Dr. Sue says, you know, it's true. Like, you're absolutely right. You follow your gut instinct and keep inquiring until you get someone to listen. You know,
yes.
they work for you. You don't work for them.
Exactly. These doctors went and got educated, and they make the big dollars to take care of people. Why do you think that healthcare is the biggest money maker ever? Because the insurance companies pay these doctors. If you go and you take a medical course, you'll find out that all these coatings that they're putting on, all these testings, you wouldn't believe the prices that they charge for some of these things that you don't even need to have done.
Mm-hmm.
That have nothing to do with what your disease is. Like I said, with lupus, you have to take care of yourself just like any other disease. But don't tell anyone, you know, don't have anyone tell you that there's nothing going on, that it's in your head. Me, I'm 40 years old. I'm a mother of 3 children. I get up and I try to do whatever I can every day. I'm a fighter. I've been diagnosed with lupus at the age of 23, along with asthma, mitral valve prolapse, connective tissue disease, degenerative disc disease, fibromyalgia, Sjogren's. So I have also the IBS, irritable bowel syndrome. So I have so much stuff going on that when one acts up, the other one acts up, and then the other acts up. So no one knows which one is going on. The only one who knows is me. So now when I go in, I say, this is acting up, and this is what you got to give me. This one's acting up, and this is what you're going to give me. And they, even though they sit and look at me crazy, they know that I've been through this for so long that they just go with the flow now.
Okay, like, listen, just write the prescription, okay? Period.
Yep. And I hate taking pills, injections. If they try to give me, like, painkillers, no, I'll just take a leave, I'll rest, massage, exercise, you know, warm showers, jacuzzis, things like that are so comforting, and they help so much. But the support of family and friends and hugs and kisses work so well.
Mm-hmm.
They work so well when you know you have somebody behind you that they're going to take you no matter how you are or how you look. It will always make that person feel oh so much better.
It's so true. So what would you like to, you know, convey on a last note for anyone who's dealing with lupus or just anyone in general? Like you just said, you know, get in tune to your body and, you know, get yourself checked out and stuff like that. But any final words that you'll like to, you know, to enhance the Nancy movement? Because I'm just sitting here listening to you like, oh my God, like you are so powerful, girl. I'm serious. And I wish
people
I was
have
one of those heavy
deal
talks.
Yeah. People have to take their life in their hands. When you mm-hmm. give it to somebody, they can take you here, there, and other places where you might not want to be. If you don't listen to yourself, if you don't pay attention to the symptoms that are going on, and you don't question these people who are treating you, you might as well say, hey, I throw in the towel. Take care of yourself. Do what you need to do. Stay a fighter. Go cry. Go lock yourself in the closet and have your fit or whatever. Once you get over it, get back on track and do what you need to do to handle yourself. Everybody else will come along. Either they're going to be there or they're not. Don't worry about them. Real people, family, and friends will be there if you need them, if they are real. If not, then they don't need to be part of you. But your health is more important. You have to survive, you have to live, and you have to enjoy life because there's so much out there to see.
Mm-hmm. You said it, and I wish you was on the show much sooner. And you're welcome back anytime.
Well, thank you. I just want everybody to know if they're questioning and not sure, you know, what's going on, or if they have questions, they can go to www.lupus.org. That website is from the Foundation of America. They can go there and find out anything that they need, fundraisers, follows on Twitter and Facebook, and all the information, testing, how it can be diagnosed and whatnot. Any information you need can be on there on that site.
Yes, and how can people follow you to, like, gain empowerment? Because I'm already following you, but I'm ready to follow you again.
Well, I am, they can reach me on Twitter at MSToxicGoddess, Miss Toxic Goddess on Twitter. They could also reach me at MissLatinPoison@AOL.com if they have any questions. I'm more than willing to answer any questions or help anybody that I can. And that's pretty much it for now. I'm kind of like a little bit all over the place, you know. And if you go to Twitter, you can get the rest of my information. And like I said, I'm here for whenever you guys need me. Like I said, you know, empowerment is the movement, and support and help. You know, that's all we can do is the knowledge. Keep it up going and help whoever those who don't have a solution that may be like, wow, I've never heard of that before. So, you know, let's just keep it going. And I'm glad that you had me. Thank you so much. I love talking to you. And
I love talking to
you. And you guys keep doing it. You guys are wonderful.
Thank you so much. And, you know, like I said, this has been a real pleasure for me, way overdue. And you're welcome. You're family to me even before this show. So definitely anytime you see any topics you want to join us on, you're definitely welcomed.
Well, we definitely get some other topics, but we can take it into another time and whatnot. You know, we can take it to the next level. Right now, we're just talking about health, but definitely. We do. You know what I'm talking about. So definitely,
I definitely do.
Yeah, so we'll talk. Thank you so much, and I love the show. Everybody, take care. Like I said, pay attention to your own body. Don't let no one take control.
Yes, definitely. And Dr. Sue said that's for her show.
Yes. We can get it all on.
Okay, exactly. So thank you so much. Have a good night.
You too. Thank you so much, sweetie. God
You're
bless.
Welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye. Yes, guys, so that was Nancy sharing her story with us. We had Dawn DePhillips and we had Dr. Lila Wolf on, all three amazing, powerful women that I admire and I look up to. And the thing about this whole experience for me is that I've learned something from each topic that I wasn't conscious of, like, before the show. So I'm definitely excited that I got to speak to Nancy, of course, because I speak to Dawn and Dr. Wolf, like, all the time. So, you know, I'm just glad that everyone was able to come together and share some of that. And I hope that everyone who tuned in today or will be listening back on the archive gain from this experience. So I'm trying to, like, incorporate once a month having a different doctor from different area, but doctors that I know that are in tune to people, not just any doctor, because I don't play that either. I'm very cautious about who I choose to have facilitate, you know, my well-being as well. So you definitely, like Nancy said, like Dr. Wolf said, like Dawn said, you just keep going through them until you find the one that resonates with you and you get the best results from. But you definitely want to have one that's not just about, you know, their PhD and the money, as Dr. Sue was pointing out in the chat room. Why so many people, you know, don't get well, too, is another thing. You guys have to get over your fear of, you know, what the doctor may think if you ask questions. Is your health, is your body, you have the right to know what's going on. Don't worry about if you sound stupid, if you're not articulating it well, if he doesn't get you or she doesn't get you, keep trying to break it down until you get him or her to understand where you're coming from. If you have to take a crayon and write it down, then do that as well. That's what I suggest. You know, when I go to the doctor personally and I feel like I know what's happening with myself, I write, you know, I have it all listed. So I'm like, here, this is what's happening. And they're like, oh, what are you, a doctor? No, but I know my body, like Nancy said. After so many years of being in your own skin, I think people begin to know what's going on with their body when something is happening. And another reason why people, you know, lack in that area of being able to get the best results is because everyone thinks the doctor knows best. No, the doctor doesn't know best. You know, the doctor went to school and was able to achieve a PhD, but it doesn't mean that the doctor knows best. There's a doctor for every part of your body, and there's a specialist for every part of your body, okay? So basically, just until you get to the right doctor, definitely keep working on that until you find one that resonates with you, because the doctor does not always know best. So you don't always have to take them for face value. And also another thing you guys have to keep in mind is that you are in control of your medical records. So if you went from this doctor, you don't have to start all over. Get your medical records from what this one wrote down and take it over to the next one. Be able to have your stuff at hand, not wait and say, well, let me go write a consent to have my stuff mailed over or forwarded to the next doctor, because you don't know how long that process is going to take. Meanwhile, you're dying, okay? So be able, if you know that you don't like the doctor, stand up for your health, ask them for a copy of your medical records to take to the next person. So that way they'll have everything at hand and it's not a waiting game on waiting for records, okay? And when someone is talking sometimes, when doctors are talking, I notice that some people don't like to interrupt them while they're speaking, or, you know, tell them they're wrong about something when they actually know that they're wrong. How can you do that? How can you let someone tell you that, you know, this is what it is when you really know that it's not? So be able to start speaking up for yourself. Be able to interrupt by saying, excuse me, I hate to cut you off, or I hate to interrupt you, but blah, 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 blah. Don't ever let them put you in a position where you're not speaking up for yourself. Don't be scared, again, to ask questions, you know, and if you feel rushed, just let him know. Like, listen, I sat out in that waiting room for whatever amount of time that was, and for you to be in here for 10 minutes to tell me, take this and then call you, come back in 2 days or whatever the hell it is that he's trying to convey to you, don't go for that. Don't buy it. Don't do it, you know, because of the simple fact that I don't sit in a waiting room for half of my life and then to be in a doctor's office for 10 minutes for me to tell him or her that this is what's happening, and they're like, okay, well, you need to take this, and then if this continues, go to the ER, and if you know, no, this is not how I roll. So I'm very opinionated. I'm very stern when it comes down to things of this matter. I never used to be, because whatever the doctor said, I used to take it for, like, you know, worshiping the Lord. Like, yes, this is what it is. But as you start to get older and notice the different things that's going on in life, you realize that the reason why the doctor is a doctor is because he's there to help you, and also your insurance is paying the doctor to help take care of you. You have to be conscientious of the fact that this guy is on your time, and then you're and getting paid for you to be there. So don't make it feel like it's the other way around, like, you know, he's paying you to be there. He's not, okay? And if you don't like him or her, then just locate to somewhere else, okay? Don't take their word for it. Go with your gut feeling, like everyone has been stressing tonight. Keep on searching, keep on moving until you find another doctor. And always, 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 I don't care what kind of insurance you have, there are doctors out here that are willing to see you on a sliding scale. So basically what I'm trying to say is that if your insurance is not taking every doctor you go to, ask them if they have a sliding scale system. That way you can pay out of your pocket, but at least if you're paying out of your pocket, you're paying for a doctor that's going to help you versus taking whatever the insurance, you know, tell you to go see this particular doctor under your plan, and that doctor's trying to kill you because they're in cahoots with the health plan, okay? So think about these things. Your health is important. Is very important, okay? So thank you, everyone, who tuned in tonight for the show. Nancy, for being amazing, Donda Phillips, and Dr. Wolf, you know, I love you ladies very, very much, and I appreciate you sharing your insight with us. Overall, we all have one life to live, and we just have to live it the right way. And the right way is the way you feel is the right way for you to live. But overall, if you want to live a happier, healthier life, you have to be in tune to what's going on in your body, because people that of all ages drop dead every day. So tune in tomorrow. I'm going to have Sister Mary Beth on. She's a rock, you know, punk rock rocker, and she's actually going to be on getting us in tune with her. Monday night, I'm going to be talking to Makita Story, and she's a Grammy Award-winning songwriter. She wrote for Jay-Z and Meyer and a few other people. On Tuesday, we're going to be talking to Trina Braxton, and she's going to be getting us in tune with her new album that's about to release. Right now, she has her single out called Party or Go Home. It's pretty, pretty cool. So, you know, tune in for that. I'm going to be talking to Darren Jones from 112. I'm going to be talking to Phoenix. Yes, we're finally dragging Phoenix behind on the show so she can get us in tune with her, because if you guys aren't in tune with Phoenix, definitely get in tune with her. This lady is a fanatic on Twitter, and she's very helpful, and she's very supportive to each and everything that everyone do. Dr. Sue, thank you so much for tuning into the show. You already know that I love you, love you, love you. And for all those who are not in tune with Dr. Sue, you can follow her at DOCTORSUE. She's on the Intune show every second Thursday of the month at 10 p.m. Eastern, and her segment is Shock the Doc. So if you guys have any confessions or anything that you can shock her with, we're giving out prizes for that. I'm definitely still have these massages that I'm working with, guys, so, you know, let me know. I'm going to be throwing the questions up on Twitter, and if you were tuned in, answer them and win a massage or something that I can send to you if you're not local. And another thing about Dr. Sue as well, she has her own show. It's called In Bed with Dr. Sue, which is every second Tuesday after she's on the Intune show that Thursday. So that following Tuesday, she's on at 10 p.m. So check her out. Everyone loves her, loves her, loves her, but they don't love her as much as I do. Again, babies, get in tune to your health. Thank you all for tuning in. And if it's your first time, I hope it's not your last. And if you can a continued supporter, please continue to support. Love you guys. Have a good night. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. I know I will.
Spot the color.